Federal law limits betting on pro sports. Folks can do it in Nevada and in three other states with restrictions, but New Jersey is among the 46 states where it's not legal. There may be change afoot since Governor Chris Christie and his attorney general have said sports bettors won't be prosecuted.
We're very serious about having sports betting in New Jersey because we think it's going to help us. And want to make sure that we're serious and we're doing it in a professional manner.
That's Assemblyman Vincent Mazzio. He's one of the New Jersey legislators excited by Governor Christie's attitude and by NBA Commissioner Adam Silver's recent remarks about the inevitability of legalized betting on his game. Assemblyman Mazzio backs a plan that would slide a small portion of every bet made on an NBA game to the NBA. He figures the league could use the extra revenue to somehow guard against hanky as well as panky, resulting from the increased opportunity to gamble on the sport.
It gives them, if you will, some skin in the game as far as some type of benefit through revenue, and also to keep everything honest as far as how it's done to prevent game fixing and things of that nature.
The NBA did not respond to our request for comment on that plan. What's not in doubt is the need for money and jobs in Atlantic City, where four casinos have closed this year. Vito Galluccio is the lead analyst for Atlantic City with Moody's Investment Services.
The median family income of the residents is about half of that of the U.S., and that's been declining. As of the last report, the unemployment rate was even as high as what we're seeing in Detroit.
Galluccio says Atlantic City casino revenues have declined by about 50% over the past 7 years, but he doesn't think offering sports betting is the solution.
It's a credit positive that they're moving forward to try to diversify their tax base. However, in our view, sports betting alone is not going to make a major impact.
That news has not discouraged Dennis Drazen, an advisor to one of New Jersey's thoroughbred racetracks, Monmouth Park. As far as Drazen is concerned, providing patrons at the track with the opportunity to bet on basketball or football games would be filling a need.
Not only people at the racetrack, but people all over the state who I run into are clamoring for the ability to do sports betting. Everyone has to understand that sports betting in the United States is a $500 billion industry, most of which is run by illegal enterprise.
Dennis Drazen is banking on what he considers the governor's invitation to facilitate sports betting.
We invested $1 million building out the William Hill Sports Bar, which is a nice venue here at Monmouth Park. We're in the process of installing the phone lines and internet lines and connections. We need 111 employees, so we're trying to begin our process of getting our employees and management lined up.
Monmouth Park has delayed opening the sports book until after October 6th, when the federal district court will weigh in. As an outside observer of the recent action in New Jersey, Professor I. Nelson Rose of Whittier Law School approves of the delay.
I can't imagine any lawyer telling his clients, go ahead and commit major federal felonies because Governor Christie says it's okay.
Professor Rose attributes a lot of the noise that's come out of New Jersey to politics as practiced by Governor Christie.
The guy's running for president, and Atlantic City is in a meltdown. He knows his opponents are going to say, you're the governor of a state and you can't even figure out how to make money with a casino. Why should you be president?
The future of candidate Christie's plan to bring sports gambling to New Jersey is uncertain. It is certain that the remaining casinos and the racetracks in the state are anxious to follow his lead, and it's very likely that should the proponents of sports betting in New Jersey prevail, various other states will want in on the action as well.